Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Stuffed still from Thanksgiving? Then you'll be interested in this. Underrated weight loss secrets that actually work. These are surprising tips, and I went through about 15 of these that were listed in this story, but three of them I just threw out because it was common sense. But we got about a dozen that are pretty interesting, like keep it cool. A new study suggests that simply blasting the air conditioner or turning down the heat in winter may help us attack belly fat while we sleep. Colder temperatures subtly enhance the effectiveness of our stores of brown fat. Fat keeps you warm by helping you burn the fat stored in your belly. Here's another one. Order your coffee black. Drinking coffee may help you lose weight and lower body fat. Drinking 4 cups daily could reduce body fat by about 4%, according to a recent study. A cup of coffee has 0 calories. A cup of coffee with cream and sugar, 80. And if you drink 2 cups a day, learning to take it black will save you 14 pounds a year, they say. Now, this is a tip that my wife always says whenever I'm buying, like, zero fat yogurt or 2%, she says, well, why don't you get the full fat? And apparently, according to a new report, she's right. More and more of us are choosing whole fat foods over skim, light, fat-free, or other modern monikers of leanness. And while many health organizations like the American Heart Association still want us to cut down on fat, particularly saturated fat, the full fat trend may be a healthy rebellion against decades-old credos, according to recent studies. So, there you go. Red fruit. Best for weight loss. Pink lady apples, watermelon, red grapes, and raspberries. The higher levels of nutrients called flavonoids, compounds that give red fruits their color, calm the action of fat storage genes. Research conducted in Australia found that the pink lady apples had the highest levels of flavonoids, antioxidants, which are thought to keep the body in tip-top condition. Here's another good one. Take a whiff, they say. Smelling fresh green apples and bananas curbs your appetite and makes sugary desserts less appealing, according to new studies. Scientists suggest this is because the produce makes you subconsciously think about making healthier choices. A shea butter-based scented lotion will have the same effect. Become a serial killer. Does your crazy busy morning routine leave you with little time to do more than scarf down a bowl of cereal before running out the door? If so, put down the spoon and listen up. Research has found that eating oatmeal is more satiating than the cold stuff and can help you slim down. Since the instant varieties aren't always nutritional champions, it's better to use the slow-cooking variety. You know, Dave Ennett, who's Mr. Health Food around here, swears by oatmeal. I think that's oatmeal. He's big on oatmeal and big on kale.
Yeah.
Right? So, Andy, lose your Frosted Flakes. Take a candy daydream. This is interesting. A recent study found that fantasizing about eating an entire packet of your favorite candy before indulging may actually cause you to eat less of it. For the study, researchers asked participants to imagine eating 3 or 30 M&Ms, then invited them to help themselves to some of the candies as a taste test. Those who imagined eating lots of M&Ms actually ate the least. Isn't that interesting? Schedule a workout date. It's hard to squeeze in a workout before meeting friends for drinks, so you blow it off. You blow off the workout. And a better idea, they say, tell your bud to meet you at the gym if it's open. Or just meet you for a walk or something. You can socialize, get fit, and still hit the bar afterward. The trick works with spouses, too. A recent study of nearly 4,000 couples found that people are more likely to stick to healthy habits like exercise when they team up with their partner. What's this? Host a melon banquet While all fruits are healthy, a handful of them reign supreme when it comes to frying fat and de-bloating your belly. University of Kentucky researchers found that eating watermelon can lower fat accumulation, and honeydew can banish water retention and bloating. And a couple more here. Eat before your dinner. Well, it may sound counterintuitive. Eating before dinner or happy hour can actually take off pounds. A series of studies out of Penn State found that noshing on an apple or a broth-based soup prior to sitting down to a restaurant meal can reduce calorie intake by 20%. And two more here. Get yourself some fish oil. Need a little help jump-starting your weight loss. Your best bet may be to turn to the sea. It may sound a little unappetizing, but fish oil is one of the best nutrients for the human body. According to the NIH, fish oil, which can be consumed by eating fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids like tuna, salmon, mackerel, and sardines, or by taking supplements, lowers triglycerides in those with diabetes and heart problems by as much as 20 to 50%. That's not all these fish can do for your figure. Research suggests fish oil can also help boost weight loss by helping you feel full. And finally, make a breadless sandwich. Lay a slice of Swiss cheese on the cutting board, top it with a slice of deli turkey and a spoonful of hummus or guacamole, wrap it like a jelly roll and eat it. You'll save no fewer than 200 calories compared to your typical lunch. So there you go, 12 underrated weight loss tips that actually work. Have I made you hungry now? You want you want something bad now? You craving something bad?
I'm actually proud of myself. I've done two of those.
Really?
Yeah. So whenever I don't eat bread anymore for sandwiches, I do exactly what you do. I make like a little roll with the lunch meat on the outside of it and a little piece of cheese on the inside. I don't
good,
put the hummus
for you.
In there. But
look at you.
Yeah, right?
Well, you know what? There's all that sugar in bread, right? And we don't, I mean, I sneak some bread into the house, but my wife has weaned me off of a lot of bread. And also orange juice has a lot of sugar in it. I mean, you know when you're eating your candy bar, you're getting the sugar, but there are a lot of things that you have and you eat it and you don't realize how much sugar is in there. Yeah, I'm kind of a breaditarian. I mean, I need my bread. I guess that's because I'm addicted to sugar.